Welcome back. This is episode 483 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian, and it's just me today. I don't blame Sem for not wanting to be here and not wanting to talk about this baseball team. Although if he could have, he would have been here. Again, you know, life gets in the way of this podcast sometimes. And, you know, he'll be back on Thursday when we're back live on NYYU. But you know, I don't blame anybody that doesn't want to listen to or talk about the New York Yankees right now, because on Thursday at the trade deadline, that forced me to literally get off the parkway, run in my house, and record a podcast. To today, the feelings couldn't have been any more different. They take 3 out of 4 from the Tampa Bay Rays. Toronto seems to be coming back down to them a little bit. Brian Cashman goes out there and absolutely nails the trade deadline. And then what happens? We record the show on Friday, okay? And I said, hey, we're not going to know what happens on Friday, so we're just talking about the trade deadline here. And then naturally, every single one of the Yankee relievers that they traded for blows the game, helps aid in blowing a game. The Yankees were once up 6-0 in, and then we're up 12-10 in the ninth inning. Every single one of them. And then Caballero, who you bring in, who, why he's in right field and not Austin Slater, who's an outfielder, aids in everything that happened. It was just a mess of a day. So do I take back anything I said on that episode on Friday afternoon? No, I think Brian Cashman did an excellent job at this trade deadline. I love everyone in the acquisitions. One day does not make or break that trade deadline for me, okay? They blow that game. It's ugly. It's pitiful. It just is what it is, right? Then you move along to Saturday here, and they don't hit. Now they're down 2-0 in the series. They've already lost the series to the Miami Marlins, who have the best record in baseball over the course of the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. So they're not a pushover here. They didn't lay down and die against the Yankees. They won that game on Friday. Then they completely shut down the Yankees on Saturday. And then we come into today's game, which, you know what? If we're being honest here, I expected the Yankees to lose this game today, before anything even really happened over the course of these previous two games, because this was a tricky game for the Yankees to go out there and win today. You're waiting. This is Luis Gil's debut. It's August 3rd. The guy has missed the first 4 months of the season here, okay, against Cabrera, who is a damn good pitcher, a guy that everybody, including the Yankees, wanted at the trade deadline. And you can understand why the Miami Marlins had such a high price tag on him. And then the day for Luis Gil went about as I expected it to go. This Luis Gil, even when he's in the rhythm of a season, has trouble throwing strikes, has trouble commanding his pitches, and can throw a lot of pitches early in a game that sometimes does not lend him to go deep into games. And when his pitch count is right around 80, what you get is a Luis Gil that gives you 3 1/3 innings. And he got tagged for 5 runs because Hedrick comes in. He gives up the 3-run home run. 2 of the runs were Gil's. But overall, I mean, he walked 4. He gave up 5 hits. It was about kind of what I expected out of Luis Gil. I didn't expect him to come out here guns blazing, being the rookie of the year, having that type of stuff today. And he didn't have it. And that's why this was always a tricky game for the Yankees to win. That's why it was so important the Yankees had to get out quick in this series. And they did. They were up 6-0 on Friday. There's no logical reason why the Yankees lost that game on Friday. I mean, you could play that game 100 times, and 100 times the Yankees will win that game. Or 100 times, maybe 2 of the relievers vomit on the mound, but not all 3 of them. That's the crazy part about what happened on Friday, is you made 3 acquisitions to strengthen your bullpen on Thursday and put them all on the mound on Friday evening. And every single one of them aided in the Yankees losing the game on Friday. You just can't make it up. So now you're riding high off of this trade deadline on Thursday. Yankees, you know, they make all the moves that you want them to make. They take three out of four. You come to Miami expecting to win a couple of ball games here, and you walk away with nothing, nothing. And now they're in third place. I don't know what to say about this team other than you have to change the manager, okay? I don't want to keep going back to that. I'm sick and tired of talking about it. I know it's not going to happen, but they literally swapped like a third of this roster over the last week. What did they traded for three pitchers and four position players. I can't even remember now. It's like a third of this roster has been turned over in a week, and the same crap still happens. Why do you think that is? I'm not actively rooting against the Yankees. I will never do that. That's not in my DNA to do that. And I think anybody posted on social media saying, "Oh, I hope the Yankees lose out and this way they miss the playoffs." It's just the dumbest thing that I ever heard, okay? You're rooting against the team that you love, that you supposedly love, the team that, you know, is your favorite team. You're rooting against them for what? What do you think you're going to gain out of that? Let me hear this, okay? I'll put my phone on my ear to the microphone here. Maybe I can hear nothing. That's exactly. I don't hear anything because you're not going to gain anything out of this, okay? What do you think? Aaron Boone's getting fired? He's not getting fired. How many times do we have to talk about this? The extension locks him in. That's it. Done. Nothing that happens this year. I don't care if the Yankees were up 20 games with 20 games to play and they missed the postseason. He wasn't getting fired this year. The minute that Gerrit Cole has Tommy John surgery, the built-in excuses there. Then you add in the fact that Clark Schmidt has Tommy John surgery. Then you're just adding to the checklist of excuses. Oh, well, then we lost Aaron Judge for 10 days. You guys know we can't play well. It's just all built in. And even if none of those things happened, once you give him the extension, you're not firing him. You made a commitment to him. If the Yankees really wanted to take a wait-and-see approach in 2025, whether or not Aaron Boone can be their manager in 2026, you don't give him the extension. He had an option. The team picked it up. As much as I don't want, even coming off the World Series, I didn't want Aaron Boone to return as manager, but they went to the World Series. You want to pick up the option? Fine. You're not going to get a violent argument from me on that one. But you don't need to give him the extension. I mean, 8 years is enough here, guys. This is what I don't understand about the people that argue about Aaron Boone. He didn't just get here. And if you're tired of hearing me say the same thing over and over again, it's because I don't know what else to say at this point. He didn't just get here. We are on year eight of Aaron Boone as the Yankee manager. Year eight, zero world championships and two extensions. And you don't have a problem with that. Those of you that defend Aaron Boone, you don't have a problem with that. Man, I would love to be your friend, man. I would take advantage of you. Now, let me get $50. I'll pay you back next month. Oh, you got that 50? No, 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 I don't, but let me get another 50. I'll get you 100 in 2 weeks. Yo, you got my 100? No, 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 man, but I need 500 now, and I'll get you, you know, I'll get you in September. Yo, bro, you got my 600? No, 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 man, I don't got it. But, you know, you want to go to the bar tonight? Yeah, we can go. And then it comes time to pay the bill. Yo, you got this, right? Yo, I know I owe you 600, but you got this too? Because that's what it must be like to be your friend if you're okay with Aaron Boone being here for 8 years and two extensions and zero championships. And zero accountability, too. What happened yesterday in Saturday's game with Jazz Chisholm is an absolute joke, okay? You got Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez calling this out on national television. And this is what Aaron Boone's response to that is. I'll read this for you. I would disagree a little bit with the accountability factor, but the reality is we're focused every day on being the best we can be and how We have to do it. But I understand when it doesn't happen or we don't have the record that I think we should have or certainly people think we should have. So it comes with the territory. So it's on us to change that. He would disagree a little bit with the accountability factor. Now tell me why you would disagree with that when Jazz Chisholm, who we all like Jazz Chisholm here. I think the whole clubhouse cancer thing, the bad teammate thing that was kind of late, stuck on him in Miami is proven to be a falsehood here, right? But that was one of the dumbest things I've seen on a baseball field in a long time. And that's considering that I watch the Yankees play every day, is that it's a pop-up to second base and he's drifting further off the bag. And Boone's got the nerve to tell you in the post game that he's just trying to make a play there. It doesn't warrant getting benched. What play is Jazz Chisholm trying to make there? What does he think, that the second baseman is going to drop it to swap a slower runner for a faster runner? Hey, let me tell you something. If he wants to do that, you let him do that. You let them put Paul Goldschmidt at first base and you take your happy ass back over to the dugout, okay? To get doubled up is just pure low baseball IQ stupidity, knowing that nothing is going to happen to you. Knowing that I can do whatever I want on this baseball field and nothing is going to happen to me. What happened? Boone walked him down to the dugout, walked him down the tunnel into the clubhouse so nobody could see what was going on, right? What he probably did was patted Jazz on the back, said, "Hey, buddy, it's okay. Do you want oatmeal or chocolate chip?" That's probably what happened. But here's why I disagree with the accountability factor. Because he's sitting there yelling at the creative player, first base coach, that people can't even remember if he was here last year because he's so bland and right out of central casting that he was. Yeah, made sure that the cameras picked up on him getting yelled at. It's Travis Chatham's fault that Jazz Chisholm made a boneheaded play yesterday. It's the first base coach's fault. Now, granted, I didn't really see what the first base coach was saying, but if he's not yelling, "Get your ass back on the bag," he failed as well. But Boone made sure that the guy that is as replaceable as anybody on this on the roster, on the team, in the organization, the first base coach, that they could have literally plucked anybody out of stands and put him in uniform, and nobody, 99% of Yankee fans, would have never even noticed that there was somebody different standing in the first base coach's box, would have noticed that there was a difference, made sure that you saw him yelling at the first base coach. It's the fake tough guy act that we've seen out of Aaron Boone over these years here. Remember when he smacked the microphone, right? That was being a Fugazi tough guy, because then he just ever so gently placed it back on the table there. But would he ever let you see him airing out one of his players? No. Why? That's accountability. That to me is accountability. And I'm not asking Aaron Boone to go into media and rip on his players. I posted that rant on this show a couple weeks ago, and I'm not backing off that. Aaron Boone should not have to take his players to task in the media. But also, if you're going to protect Jazz Chisholm from getting yelled at in view of the cameras, don't do that to your first base coach, okay? That's bullshit. That's being a fake tough guy. And we Yankee fans living in the Northeast here, North Jersey, New York, we see through that. That's part of the reason why this guy's got to get the hell out of here. That's fake. That's not being a real tough guy, being a real disciplinarian, being hard on your players. That's like, I'll just put on an act for everybody. I'll let them see what a tough guy I am. I'm going to yell at my first base coach, but I might have to raise my voice just a teeny tiny bit to Jazz, but I don't want anybody to see that. But this I'll let them see. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? We all saw the play. What do you think is going to happen if the cameras pick up you yelling at Jazz? Oh, I know what's going to happen. People are going to actually might have some a little bit of respect for you and say, "Hey, you know what? Boone took care of this problem here. His player made a dumb play on the field, and he's not standing for it anymore. And it didn't warrant benching? I'm sorry, man. And you guys, anybody listening to this show can disagree with me all you want to. And I love jazz. And I heard what it was either Kay or Paul Neal. I was really wasn't fully paying attention to what either one of them was saying. But one of it might have been Kay said, well, if you pull jazz, it's not fair to the rest of the team because you're trying to win. And you're going to put a lesser player in. You think that's fair to the team that he does that and cost them an out? When you don't know what happens, you don't know what happens. And, you know, I think they're down 1-0 at the time. The next guy can come up and drive one in the gap, and the game's tied. You might have it. Who knows? You could have a different game. You don't know how the dominoes fall in that game. But that's fair. That's cool. That's something that we shouldn't be concerned about, right? Give me a break. And maybe it is fair. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Maybe that sends a message to the rest of this team to cut the garbage out here. You know what? I know that no matter how many times I say this and no matter how many times I get blue in the face and give myself just like pressure in my chest over saying it, that nothing is going to happen, right? I know that the very earliest that Aaron Boone is out of here is if we're on the luckiest of lucky ends of this is midseason next year. And I really hope to God that the Yankees aren't in position in midseason in 2026 where we're looking to get Aaron Boone fired. Because, look, I don't want him here, but I also don't want to talk about him having to be fired because that means the Yankees are playing poorly, right? I want the Yankees to win. I want Aaron Boone to be holding a World Series trophy as manager of the New York Yankees more than I want him fired. And if you disagree with that statement, you're dumb. There's just no other way to put it. My hate of Aaron Boone as the manager, my want to get him out of here is overridden by me wanting him to actually manage this team to a world championship. And anybody that disagrees with that, you're legitimately stupid. And if I'm hurting your feelings, good. Because I'm tired of just beating around the bush on things like that. It's a legitimately stupid stance to take to say that you would rather have Aaron Boone fired than him being world champion manager of the New York Yankees. But no matter how many times I come on here and say this, nothing's going to change. The extension locked him in. We all know this. But that doesn't mean that I haven't put my blood, sweat, and tears into 9 years of this podcast that I'm not going to come out here and use this platform that I built with along with Sam and Chris and SGR and everybody along the way that's helped produce this show like Pete and Jira and anybody that's been a guest on this show over the 9 years that we all helped build this here. That I'm not going to use this platform and come out here and speak up against what I dislike and loathe actually about this organization, about the team that I love. Okay? Because as much praise and the flowers that we gave Brian Cashman at the trade deadline this year, what does it really mean when you keep this bubble-blowing buffoon in the dugout, when you let this putz continue to sign his name on the manager's card when he hands in the lineup every day? What does that mean? What does the praise that we give you mean when you still allow this to happen? It doesn't matter. This was the argument with people when we said Volpe needed to be benched. Well, who are you going to play? It didn't matter then, and it doesn't matter now in this regard of who the manager is going to be. It doesn't matter. Let Brad Ausmus do it. I don't care. Let Luis Rojas do it. I don't care. Let Mike Harkey do it. I don't care. It can't be Aaron Boone. We've given Aaron Boone not only the previous 8-7 years, but week after week after week since the Boone swoon started in Boston back in June. We're now at the first weekend of August. This team has not gotten their heads out of their ass. They might do it for a series where you're like, okay, here we go. Maybe they'll go on that little 5-game win streak when it was the last game of the Mets series, the Seattle series, first game of the Cubs series, and then boop, right back down, because that's what the Boone Yankees do. Now, we once had a commanding lead in the AL East. We once had a commanding lead in the wild card. Now they're the second wild card. They're a third place team now. And they're going to play a team that can pitch in Texas. And Aaron Judge is due to be back. I don't think Aaron Judge is coming to save this team, because they were playing like garbage with him. I know that things need to change above Aaron Boone. The philosophy needs to change above him. I know that, right? I'm not arguing that point. But he is setting a culture in this clubhouse that is rotting this team to its core. Aaron Boone is doing that. Okay? I've said this time and time again. You can have the analytic, yes man, puppet, I'll do whatever the front office wants to do, manager, and not have the just insanity of bad baseball that we've seen with Aaron Boone in this Yankee dugout. It was a mistake in 2017 after they let Joe Girardi walk to not say, hey, you know what, Joe, maybe we don't see eye to eye, but obviously this team plays hard for you. You got them all the way to game 7 in a rebuilding year. You know, here's 2 years. You want it? And if Joe said no, then that's fine. Then you go and move on. But to bring in a guy that was a literal cartoon character in the ESPN booth to oversee the next generation of the New York Yankees was a colossal mistake. I hated it then. The Yankees came out and won 100 games. I was saying maybe this guy can do it. I gave him 2019. I said maybe this guy can do it. And then the only thing that I excused it from was I said the COVID season. I don't think he should be fired off that. But when the Yankees couldn't accomplish it in 2021 and 2022 and 2023, it was time to say goodbye. And the Yankees just said, no, here's an extension. Off of a pennant, not even winning the World Series, off of a pennant, they gave this guy an extension. When he had an option on his contract, you didn't have to do anything but pick up the option. Aaron Boone is not the right man for the job. I don't know what else anybody needs to see. You know, and then you go to Sunday's game. Who Jason Dominguez is the future of this team. He's somebody that has hit right-handed pitching a lot better recently. And you bring in and you pinch in for Austin Slater. Why? I understand that Slater was brought here to hit left-handed pitching. But you're not pinch hitting him for Jason Dominguez. How do you ever expect Jason Dominguez to hit left-handed pitching if you're pitch hitting for him when left-handers are on the mound? And what do you think that says to Jason Dominguez, that we don't trust you in this spot, but we'll bring in a guy that has a sub-700 OPS overall that will be off the team when the season ends, and we'll never hear from him again? He'll be on Guess That Yankee in 15 years, and you'll be like, Austin Slater. There's guys that you hear their names, and you're like, who? First of all, you go, who? And then you're like, he was a Yankee? That'll be Austin Slater in 15 years. But that's the guy you pinch hit for Jason Dominguez. And that's not knocking Austin Slater. As I said on Friday, I understood the move. When the puzzle comes together, I understand it. I like it for depth, and that you need another outfielder. I don't have a problem with it in that regard. I have a problem with it is that let Jason Dominguez hit the left-handed pitching. It makes no sense. And then later on in the game, you know, he knew full well the righty was going to come in there, so he pinch hits the worst hitter, in Goldschmidt for the better hitter in Ben Rice, knowing full well they're going to go to the righty there, and it ended exactly how you thought it was going to end. The only person that thought that was going to end differently was Aaron Boone. But here we are, after a sweep at the hands of the Marlins, when you were up 6-0 on Friday. That's on the manager. I'm not – look, that Friday was one of those freak things, man. Like I said, you'll never see that again in 100 years. You could play that game out 100 – simulate that game 100 times. And 100 times the Yankees – one of those guys is going to get the key out the next 100 times. Well, I guess the baseball gods just want to laugh at us. Oh, you guys are happy? You guys think you had a good trade deadline? You guys think you're going to make a run now? Watch this. But what a good manager does is he gets his team to shake that off and go and win a ball game the next day. Except for the Yankees didn't hit. And isn't it fitting that on Saturday they lost because, well, they didn't hit, but the two runs that Miami scored were home runs from Ramirez, who they traded to Miami for Jazz Chisholm. And no, I wouldn't take that trade back. I think Jazz is a much, although, you know, the way Austin Wells is going here, it's not, but I'm saying, it's not a trade I take back. It's just the irony of the whole situation. I don't know, man. That's just where we are with this team right now. And other than getting rid of Aaron Boone, there's not much that is going to change. You know, when the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 2 weeks ago to the Toronto Blue Jays, Aaron Boone sat there in the office and had the balls to tell you we only play poorly in Toronto. Here they are getting swept in Miami. And after he said that, I correctly pointed out how they lost series in Cincinnati, how they lost series in Citi Field, how they lost multiple series at Yankee Stadium. I'm not raising my voice here. I'm going to speak calmly now. I'm tired of getting lied to. I'm tired of being treated like I'm stupid. When Aaron Boone can sit there and tell you that the Jazz Chisholm play doesn't warrant a benching. He's trying to make a play. I'm 41 years old. I've seen and played a lot of baseball in my life. I've never seen that before. I think, honestly, if you tried to do that in Little League, in PAL ball, where you have to pay a fee to be on the team, if you tried that, the coach would hand you your $50 back or whatever it costs now to play. I don't know. When I was in PAL ball, that was like 30 years ago. So it was probably 50 then, but whatever it is now. The coach would take the money out of his pocket and hand it to the parent and say, get this kid out of here. But Aaron Boone will tell you that he's trying to make a play there and it doesn't warrant getting benched. But people don't understand what my problem is, that I'm tired of being gaslit. I'm tired of being lied to. Just plead the fifth. Aaron, what do you think there? I plead the fifth. Aaron, what happened there? I plead the fifth. I'd rather you give no answer than give any answer at all, because the answers you give are insulting to every single person that roots for this team, that spends their time, money, and energy watching this team play baseball. It's insulting. And that's what my biggest problem is the insult that this organization continues to trot out there every single day. If the Yankees were a 60-53 team or whatever they are, and that's what their record is, that's fine, because that's what they are. But the fact that we have to have our intelligence insulted on top of that with Bozo the Clown in the dugout every day is mind-boggling to me. And honestly, maybe we deserve to have our intelligence insulted like that, because we're the dumb ones that continue to allow our intelligence to be insulted. Because guess what? Tomorrow evening, when first pitch happens, I'm going to be sitting in front of the television. So insult my intelligence some more. But then on Thursday, I'm going to come on here and scream and yell about how I'm sick and tired of having my intelligence insulted. So maybe I deserve it. Just one more other thing before we get out of here. It's going to be a quicker show since I'm here by myself, is that Austin Wells, who I am a big fan of, and I do think that, I don't know, I do think that at some point here, he will get on a hot streak. He's another one of these very streaky hitters like Anthony Volpe is. But he's got to be the backup catcher right now. He has to. It's got to be Ben Rice behind the dish. And unfortunately, that means Paul Goldschmidt's got to find more time on the bench as well. You know, Paul Goldschmidt is reversing course last year where he sucked in the beginning of the year and had a hot finish, where he was hot at the beginning of the year. Now he's having a terrible finish to the season. And Cody Bellinger's got to play first base. If that means that Austin Slater's got to be a starting player on this team right now, I think we have to go there, because you can't continue to trot out Austin Wells, who's hitting like 085 over the last 10 games or whatever it is, and Paul Goldschmidt, who he can't hit right-handed pitching anymore. And I keep hearing about how he's mashing lefties. He's not even really doing that anymore either. No, you could stick with this another day or two until Judge gets back, except for Judge can't go into the outfield. I mean, I don't think he's going to play the outfield for another couple of weeks here. So this is what you got Austin Slater for, right? And I know it might make things a little tricky, but with Belly at first base, you can go defensively. You can go a defensive route late in the game, because then you can stick Bellinger out in left field for Dominguez if you want to do that. And then Goldschmidt can come and play defense seventh, eighth inning later on. So it's not like you're really going too far against the grain here. It's just that these two guys are two holes in the lineup right now where you can substitute them out. And I think it's time to do that. I really do. So I don't know, man. I get tongue twisted when I get frustrated, and I'm frustrated right now. I really am, as a fan of this team. It is extremely frustrating to sit here and have to talk about this team, and we're barely talking about anything that happens on the field, because it's the same old shit over and over again that we can directly bring all the problems to the team, to the bubble-blowing buffoon who signs his name on the lineup card. So I don't know. What are we going to talk about after the Texas series? Are the Yankees going to win the series? Who knows? I mean, it really is a flip of a coin, whether they will or not. But now they're a third-place team. I mean, I remember like 6-7 weeks ago talking about how the Yankees wanted to stay in one of the top two spots in the American League to avoid the wild card series. I mean, right now, if you guaranteed me being a road team in a wild card series, I'd have to take it with the way this team is playing. I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't want to waste any more of your guys' time. I don't want to waste any more of my time. I mean, that's really what this show is. It's an outlet to hopefully the more of us that keep saying it, maybe I'm not expecting it. I don't think it's going to happen. But maybe the more and more we do say it, maybe they'll get tired of hearing it. Because don't think that the Yankees don't know what happens on social media. Don't think the Yankees don't know what content creators are saying. They keep sticking Boone out there to stick it in her face. But then they'll do things like release Marcus Stroman, DFA DJ LeMahieu. They'll throw us scraps like a hungry dog. This way we stop barking. But we'll never get filled up on anything, because the big piece of meat's still sitting there. So I'm going to keep saying it. And hopefully something changes. Either he's gone or this team starts playing better baseball. And come the end of October, we're talking about how I can't believe I wasted so many minutes and hours of my life on this show this past year talking about firing Aaron Boone when this team rebounded and won a World Series. Irrational fan talk. Podcast host talk. I honestly don't know how this team is going to even hold on to a third wild card at this point. But they're heading to Texas Monday night, 8:05. Max Fried against Patrick Corbin. Corbin having a rebound year, 3.78 ERA. But Max Fried, he's the ace. I mean, this is what you're paying Max Fried for. He's got to go out there and he's got to absolutely deliver tomorrow. He just really hasn't been the same guy since the blister. But this is what you're paying him for, to stop a losing streak, to get the Yankees in the win column. And Corbin, left-handed pitcher, Yankees hit left-handed pitching, so I don't expect that switch to be made tomorrow. With Goldschmidt going to the bench, they'll probably ride it out for tomorrow. But, I mean, if you're looking at things, this is a game the Yankees have to win. I mean, if they don't win this game, I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about it anymore. And then 8:05 on Tuesday, it's Will Warren against Nate Eovaldi. I mean, Nate Eovaldi's been nails, 149 this year. He's a strikeout machine. It's going to be a tough game for the Yankees. Again, because you don't know what Will Warren you're going to get. Is he the good Will Warren? He's the bad Will Warren. And then it'll wrap up Tuesday, 2:35 start, Rodon against Jack Leiter. The Yankees lit up Jack Leiter last year. Was it? I forget if it was his debut or one of his first starts. But 4:10, he's pitching much more, to respectable numbers here. But again, this is what if I'm being a podcast host and not an irrational fan, I could see how the Yankees this gets tricky for the Yankees and maybe they squeak out of here with a game. But the irrational fan, they got to take 2 out of 3 here. Take the bookend games. If you take the bookend games here with Fried and Rodon on the mound, where the pitching matchups are either even or in your favor, then I'm good. Then you did what you needed to do. But if they lose tomorrow, this thing's going to snowball fast. And then there will be people saying, well, we'll lose the next 2. We'll fire Boone. Not happening. I know it's insanity to sit here and call for the guy to be fired while also saying I know it's not going to happen, but I don't know what else are we supposed to talk about here? To me, that's the biggest issue with the Yankees. We did the special show to talk about the trade deadline. Or I could only imagine like what we would if we would have saved the trade deadline stuff for today, what would that have been like? The biggest story for the Yankees is the lack of accountability. You got Derek Jeter calling it out there, saying they make far too many mistakes to go deep into a season, and Boone getting butthurt over that. So I don't really agree with that. Well, of course, you know what you should say, Aaron Boone? Nothing. I said it earlier. I'll say it again. Plead the fifth. Aaron, what do you think about what Derek Jeter had to say? I plead the fifth. I'm not going to incriminate myself. I know the NYYST podcast. I know NYYU. I know this, that, and the other guy. They all hate my guts. I think he's a good person. I think he's a terrible baseball manager. So I hope he knows I hate him on that level. So that's what Aaron Boone should say. I know everybody's listening. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to incriminate myself. And you know what I would say? Okay. I'm okay with that. What's the old expression? It's better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Is that how the old expression goes? Every time a reporter asks Aaron Boone a question, you should have that thought in the back of his that quote in the back of his head. And we'll end on that. So I want to thank everybody for their continued support of the show. Please make sure you are subscribed to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. Tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. And we'll be back live on NYYU on the Yankees' next off day Thursday to hopefully talk about a series win. Will we? I don't know. But that's what we want to talk about. So make sure you subscribe to the U on YouTube. All right. So thank you very much for listening to episode 483. It's just me, Oos. So see you guys later.